Well, hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Ms. Leah Thill. She's the environmental planner for the Michiana Area Council of Governments, or MACOG. Leah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, Leah, could you tell our listeners a little bit of what MACOG is and what you do?
Yes. Yeah, so MACOG is a voluntary organization of local governments, and we study and attempt to resolve areas of interlocal issues. So those are things that either have regional impacts or might benefit from wider coordination beyond traditional municipal boundaries to resolve issues like keeping our air clean.
Sure. And so I know you are working with a great project. It's called the Partners for Clean Air Program. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. So the Partners for Clean Air Program is, again, a voluntary organization of citizens, businesses, and organizations who are making efforts to keep our air clean here in our region. And we also educate the public about simple actions everyone can take to protect our health and keep our air clean, especially on days when the air quality is unhealthy for our sensitive population.
And I know you've got a big event that's coming up. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, we annually recognize those who have gone above and beyond to keep our air clean at our annual Partners for Clean Air luncheon on April 25th. And then we also highlight that the Air Quality Action Day advisory season is starting May through September, and that's when we might see some more issues, especially with ozone, that could affect people. So we're trying to raise awareness about that, and people can go to the website cleanairmichiana.com to find more about what you can do to make a difference, especially on those days.
Sure, and as you recognize your Partners for Clean Air on April 25th, how would people get involved with that, Leah?
So they can go to our website, MACOG.com, email us, ask a question, and we'd be happy to share more information.
Wonderful. And I know MACOG is very interested in electric vehicles and electric vehicle infrastructure. So why has MACOG taken an interest in those issues?
Well, vehicles certainly contribute a significant amount of the pollution that we see in our local air. And so by reducing the number of tailpipes in our communities or the emissions coming from those tailpipes, we can have cleaner air for everyone to breathe. And with electric vehicles or plug-in electric hybrids, as our electricity mix continues to get cleaner, the benefits increase from there.
You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Our guest is Ms. Leah Thill, the environmental planner for MACOG. And Leah, as we talk about some of the availability of electric vehicle charging stations, is that actually improving in the MACOG region?
It is starting to improve. We just saw in March of this year the very first charging station installed in a downtown area in our region that's in the city of South Bend here. So we're excited to see that availability increase. And although people may be charging 90% of the time at home, they need to know that they can travel throughout the region and have places to charge when they need them.
That's very exciting. And again, I think, you know, with all the great things that are going on in the Michiana area, it's great to see additional charging stations being planned and, you know, coordinated throughout the area. So we're really excited about being involved with you on that. So I know you've got some events coming up, Leah. Where can people learn more about electric vehicles, including a few with South Shore Clean Cities?
We are excited to offer an electric vehicle ride and drive education event in partnership with South Shore Clean Cities and downtown South Bend. So that will be May 1st, Friday. That's May the 4th. And it'll be a chance to get behind the wheel of a plug-in vehicle, talk to local EV drivers about their experience, and we hope to continue to provide educational events like this in other MACOG communities moving forward.
Yeah, and again, very exciting. How can people learn more about MACOG and upcoming MACOG events?
They can go to our website, that's MACOG.com, or give us a call at 574-287-1829, and we'd be happy to discuss these issues and provide educational resources.
You know, Leah, as we come to the end of our program, is there any closing thoughts that you would have for our listeners?
Yes. One thing that I'd like to point out is that the number of plug-in electric vehicles in the South Bend Elkhart region has nearly tripled just in the last 3 years, according to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles here. And that's been despite any publicly available stations in downtown or business district areas. So we are absolutely seeing the strong interest, and we're doing what we can to unlock the greater adoption of cleaner vehicles and address some of the range anxiety and public awareness gaps.
Well, I know, again, Leah, it's all about partnerships. And again, you know, not just working with Clean Cities, but working with all the Michiana area communities. And everybody's really been receptive on change. And I think, you know, MACOG has done a wonderful job in regards to introducing different types of concepts to the different you know, leaders throughout the Michiana area. Can you talk a little bit about that? You know, some of the other great programs that you're doing. I know that you've been very much involved with solar in and around the Michiana area.
So we were involved in the Soul Smart program, which assisted local governments in becoming more solar ready and solar friendly, training their firefighters or inspectors to be aware of new and changing technologies, be prepared for that. We were also involved in the grassroots effort of local communities here through the Solarize initiative, which helped 97 new solar projects in the region come online. So we were very excited to see the kind of grassroots efforts that have come out of some of the interest in solar in the region here.
No, that's exciting. 97, that's a huge number. And, you know, we're very excited to see what 2018 brings to the MACOG area. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thanks you again to Leah Thill. She's the environmental planner for the MACOG area. And Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks again for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.